Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Welcome to the Friday morning episode. Let's just delve into the mailbag, Sam. I've just been having a look at some of the emails that have come in. And there's
I noticed a really good one recently, yeah.
There's some excellent stuff. I'll start with one that's come in just earlier this morning from someone who calls himself Dan. And he's talking about... We were talking on the Pinocchio episode recently on the IFS about the disgraceful levels of air quality in London.
Were we?
Yeah. Yeah, do you remember?
Yeah, I love this podcast. It's brilliant. Do you think you'd listen to this podcast if you weren't on it?
It was. He says, London, hard river, hard air. Listening to the Pinocchio Odyssey and your discussion on London air quality, you're completely right. The poor quality of air generally kills more people than COVID ever will, and yet we don't talk about it enough. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting stat. Didn't know that. He says you can go on a website, map.airly.org, and see live data on how good or bad it is. And he says, Barnes, your hood, was bright red the other day after the big fireworks display at the sports club.
Bit creepy that someone is going online and checking the air quality in the small area that I live in, but nevertheless, I guess on balance, thank you.
You've talked about where you live quite often, so but it's getting to something.
But that doesn't mean
it's leading to something.
Okay,
it's leading to something. He's making a point.
No, he then says, I do appreciate it. Sorry, I was creeped out, but those are my issues, not yours.
I thought you were going to say that you were in charge of that fireworks display or you were emceeing it or something like that.
No, well, we were away, weren't we? We missed all the fireworks because we were away.
Of course.
But yeah. I'm not...
All the fireworks were on tour. Yeah.
I'm sure we've talked about fireworks before and our feelings about them. I'm not massively bothered by it.
Stupid.
I mean, I like looking up in the sky and saying, oh, wow. But I prefer to sort of be... there's a posh school that does it, which is probably the one he's referring to. That seems to be the big one. Posh school fireworks, and they charge about fucking 20 quid to get in. That's how much that's why they can afford more fucking fireworks at this school round the corner,
exactly,
than fucking China did for the Olympics, right?
Well, he says sports club, so
they're the mugs,
school or not,
they're the mugs because I can stand at my bedroom window and see the whole fucking display stood there with
in
a cup
the sky.
Of tea.
Yeah. I mean, I used to take my kids to fireworks displays when they were on. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, I mean, this is when my son was only about 7. We went to one and they just stood there and they were just indifferent about the whole thing. They were freezing cold. It was windy. And they just weren't asked. And I thought, yeah, why are you asked? You've got Xbox. You've got Netflix. Why would you give a fuck about some fucking noises and colours?
Yeah, I mean, the colours do look nice in the sky, but...
We had very little else going on when we were kids and it was an exciting thing, but now
I always remember being
young
fucking
kids
cold
would be
though.
At the fireworks, I don't know,
really cold, and I was always a bit scared because there was non-stop fucking things on telly telling you that you're probably going to fucking burn your hand up with a sparkler or get a fucking firework in your boat race.
I did that when I was a kid. I burnt my hand when I was with a sparkler when I was 3.
You stupid cunt.
I know.
These are like the basics, mate. There's no excuse for burning your hand with a fucking sparkler.
I was only 3. Who gives a 3-year-old a sparkler?
Yeah, well, your parents have got a lot to fucking answer for.
Fuck me. So, yeah. But, anyway, Dan goes on to say, it's a bit frightening to see, but... with more knowledge, we can change it. The first step is measuring. If you or any cunters want a sensor for their kids' school or their business, he can do a TFTM rate.
What?
So, I don't know.
Is this bloke a professional air measurer? And is he using our mail back? Mate, he's using this as a marketing opportunity by the back door. Do you know how much our CPM is? That stands for cunts per mile, right? In the podcast world.
Yeah.
Right? We're fucking high. So this guy is knocking out professional air measuring services via our mailbag.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind. It's a good thing. It's for the betterment of the world. I don't mind. It's better than advertising some fucking... Well, I'll not say in case we end up advertising something that I see at a later date. So, I don't know, if you're interested, drop us a line, we'll pass you on to Dan. Maybe just the first 10.
I've got an aunt.
Repeat of the badged saga.
I've got an aunt, and she was so obsessed with the air quality in London that she was like, when her daughter, my cousin, had a baby, she was like going mental about them having to move out of London, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is ridiculous. You cannot have a baby in London, right? And I'm like, all right, calm down. It's not that bad. They can live where they want, right? That's what I was thinking. And because she seemed really militant about it. Like she was, you know how old people get as well. They start thinking about something. I don't know if your parents get like this, but once they start thinking about one thing, they can't fucking stop thinking about it and talking about it all the time. Do you know what I mean? They're obsessive people, elderly people. For understandable reasons. I'm not judging them. But she was, she has to move out of London, but she won't move out of London. I'm telling you, she's got to move. But then she told me more about it, and she was like more or less saying, if you're going to have a baby in London and walk around with it in its pram, right,
mm-hmm.
on the streets, you might just as well as feed it fucking 20 John Player Special a day. Right? And you wouldn't, would you? Hey, you want another fag? It's crying. Maybe it wants a fag. Here you go. Here's a JPS. They do baby ones now, so it's slightly lower tar. Have one of them. It'll comfort you. But that is what you're doing by having a baby in London. And, you know, that's what I did. I've had two babies in London.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and effectively, I've metaphorically fed them cigarettes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether Dan is a professional air quality guy or whether he has devised his own machines that he's trying to knock out. And that's what I'm curious about.
I'm picturing him like he's got some Heath Robinson device, like in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang or something.
Maybe he's deranged like Piers Corbin and he's knocking out his fucking...
like one of those old machines that the old-fashioned inventors had. And it's got steam coming out of it.
Yeah.
And there's a sort of a concertina-style thing that's going up and down on top of it. A whistle.
Exactly, that sort of thing. So that's
like
why
a tea kettle whistle sort of thing.
Yes, that's why I'm keen to promote them. Oh, that was David Bowie in the Twin Peaks comeback series. David Bowie's role was played by a kettle with steam coming out of it.
Is that right?
A massive kettle, yeah, because obviously Bowie wasn't with us anymore. So the agent that Bowie played in the Twin Peaks film in the 90s, it's called Philip something, he had turned into a kettle in the Twin Peaks remake, a giant kettle. With lots of steam coming out of it. So that's
fucking hell. Is that in the film Fire Walk With Me?
He was Boy in the film Fire Walk With Me, but in the series that Lynch made a couple of years ago.
The comeback series from like last year or whatever, yeah.
He was Big Kettle, yeah. Oh, why not?
Anyway,
that's Dan. So, Dan,
thanks for getting in touch. And Dan, I just want to say, I'm sorry if I've appeared hostile. I just sometimes get confused. But whatever you're up to, it's for the greater good. And, you know, listen, you're right, and it's fucking scary, and I probably shouldn't be raising my kids here, but what are you going to do?
Well, this is it. Got to raise them somewhere. Another email here, which came in yesterday from Mike, age 42. And,
this is a really good quality email that I almost, when I received, like, contacted you about. To say,
yes.
Quality content alert. So I'm glad you picked this out.
I feel as though this email could cover the rest of the episode. We'll see. It's entitled Racist at a Bear, and it has 2 points and then a PS at the end, and they're all completely different. So let's go through them one point by point. Number one, Mike says, a while back I hired a minibus and driver to take some students up to a wildlife park in the Scottish Highlands. So far, so good.
Fucking the first great part school of the park,
trip. Yeah. First part of the park is a sort of drive-around safari. When we got to the polar bear, the driver wound down the window and yelled, "Go back to China!" at the polar bear.
At the polar bear? What now, kind of coach driver is this?
Now, as Mike points out, polar bears don't live in China, so he must have been thinking of pandas.
Oh, sorry, maybe I'm thinking of pandas.
Why would you be racist at a bear, he says. And then, additionally, he points out the driver was Indian. So I don't know if that's relevant or not. Maybe there's an Indian Chinese...
An Indian coach driver drives a bunch of kids up to a fucking wildlife park in Scottish Islands, sees a polar bear, which, by the way, is fucking mental anyway, that they've got a fucking polar bear roaming about in the Scottish Islands. I didn't know that. And then he fucking just go back to China out the window at it. I mean,
that's it. There we go. That's point one. I can't think of what to add to that because it's all there.
It is what it is. Self-contained. It is what it is, mate.
It is what it is. Point two, regarding recent Bob Carroll G's candle discussion. I don't know whether this was on IFS or I can't remember. It might have been a Pinocchio episode. So if
it might have been, but just so you know, if you're not IFS, you didn't hear it. We had a conversation about the fact that Bob Carroll G's of Spit the Dog fame. Started his own successful, as I understand it, candle business.
Candle empire, almost, if you like. We think he might have retired from that now and sold the business to Big Candle. So, but you'll
there was
hear
a point
for,
where
in
£1 in, of every candle sold in the UK went into the pocket of Bob Carroll G's and Smith the Dog.
At least that much, yeah. So, here we go. Regarding recent Bob Carroll G's candle discussion, my flatmate at uni, says Mike, had an uncle in the candle business who was involved in a protracted legal dispute with Carroll G's. Oh, man, I love this so much. Fucking hell. He says, not sure of the specifics, but something to do with a new kind of wax stroke gel formula.
Fucking hell.
So Carroll G's is obviously not just selling the candles, he's devising candles and developing candles.
Yeah, maybe it was an IP dispute over like who actually came up with the new type of wax slash gel. Carroll G said it was you developed it, but you developed it in my lab on my time, and therefore it belongs to me.
No.
His massive fucking candle development lab.
Fucking hell. So Mike adds, apparently when Carroll G's comes at you, he comes hard.
Wow.
I don't even know if we should be talking about this. Maybe he'll come at us legally for just discussing it.
Imagine there the content if Carroll G's came hard at us though, mate. It would almost be worth it.
Yeah, bring it on us here.
Even if he took us down. Even if he made it so like, you know, he sued us, so he ended up having the rights to 60% of all the money we ever earn from subscription or advertising or anything. Even the merch. I even want a bit of the merch because they're making a bit on the side out of that as well.
Honest mate, there's not much to be made from the merch.
Might get us cancelled. We made a fucking loss on the merch. You could have that business, no problem.
He might get us cancelled. He might get us candle cancelled, if that's the thing.
I mean, if he united the candle community against us in the way that the pharmacist community slash Michael Gove apologist community came at us, you know, Gove have apologists. A crack. They've all come at us now. Next, the candles.
Oh, man.
The candle folk.
The candle people. Yeah, big candle. And then, this is almost the best bit. Mike, in his email, adds at the end a request. He says, could you do a history box on The Littlest Hobo, please? Check out these plot synopses. Now, if you're not familiar with what The Littlest Hobo was, it was a, I think it was a Canadian show, definitely American or Canadian, in the 1980s, kids show. And it was a dog. He was kind of like an Alsatian, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Or something similar.
German Shepherd.
Something like that. And he used to just go from town to town, getting involved in stuff,
it was
making things happen.
You know what the original working title for that show was? It wasn't The Littlest Hobo, it was The Busiest Cunt. Because he was a busy cunt, this dog.
He
couldn't stop fucking poking his nose in to other people's business. And what I liked about it was never... He never sort of stuck around either. That was the whole point of the show. He'd come along and go, oi, Yeah. What's all this then? Got a bit of problem. Got a dispute, have you? A local dispute between one shop owner and another. Well, don't mind if I get involved, do you? I might be able to fucking sort. I might be able to arbitrate, right? And he gets involved.
Yeah.
He gets involved. He fucking often turns the drama into a crisis. And then when it's all over, he goes right, and they go, "Oh, that's great. Well done, this hobo. We really like having you around, and we really appreciate the fact that you've come here and involved yourself in our situation. And now we feel a real bond." "Oh, do you? Well, bad luck, because I'm fucking off now to another town to fucking get busy with whatever I find there. Bye.
I'm a Ta-da. Fucking hobo. Look it up with the dictionary. Hobos don't hang around. We're always on the move."
"I was always very clear and transparent about what my agenda was here, right?"
"When I turned up, and you had a little look at that golden disc on my collar. It says the littlest hobo. That tells you everything you need to know."
"Yeah, I'm not a fucking stayer. I'm not a keeper. I'm off."
TTFN. He's the stray man. He's got the just rest lifestyle down pat.
He is a busy cunt.
Jalapeno.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeno.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeno.
So here's 3 plot synopses that Mike has attached. Number 1, hobo becomes acquainted with a bumbling pawnbroker named Duddleman.
Bumbling pawnbroker is what appeals to me most there, yeah.
Yes, please. Number 2, hobo encourages a paraplegic boy to enter a frisbee throwing contest.
That's typical of Littlest Hobo. Like, what's all this? Why are you in a wheelchair? Paraplegic, are you? Right, I've got something that'll cheer you up. There's a frisbee contest going on down the road. I passed a sign for it on my way into town. You want to get involved with that? And he's muttering to himself, "Fuck me, this is going to be a fucking spectacle, this is."
Come on, mate, you can do it.
The cunt can barely feed himself. I mean, what the fuck's he going to make of a frisbee? Well, we'll wait and see.
That, Sam, that sense I just gave you there is just the beginning. There is more. I'll start again from the beginning. I'll try and get through the whole synopsis in one go. Hobo encourages a paraplegic boy to enter a frisbee-throwing contest to the dismay of the youth's overly protective, widowed father, who hates dogs because his driving at excessive speed and swerving to avoid a stray dog led to the car crash which killed his wife and left his son paralysed. There it
Bang.
Is. You can imagine the writers meeting, can't you, in the writers' room. "Fellas, I've got one. Here you go. Sit down. Listen to this. Paraplegic boy."
They say there's only 7 basic plots. Well, I've just discovered 8. The 8th.
Might be the 9th as well, actually. Paraplegic boy, frisbee throwing contest. The lad's got an overly protective widowed father who hates dogs. And we've got a dog in the show, haven't we? Now, the fella drove at excessive speed and he swerved to avoid a stray dog, like our dog. Crashed, killed his wife, left the son paralysed. Bang, there you go. Might have to be a two-parter. Not
so now, there's a tug of love between the dad and the dog over the son's affections. Yeah? The son, the dad's very overly protective because he feels a lot of guilt about putting his kiddie in a wheelchair. The dog has come along and he's a breath of fresh air for this kid, right? He's filling the kid's head with ideas and possibilities that he never thought possible, you know? Like, we're talking mad shit, frisbee throwing competitions, the lot. And the dad's like, what's this? You know how I feel about dogs. What have you been talking to it? What have you been communicating with a dog for?
Ultimately, the dad was driving at excessive speed. He's to blame for his own misfortune. That's probably what eats away at him, doesn't it?
That is classic, isn't it? It's like, you were speeding. The whole point of why we don't speed, that, like, I've just been done twice in the same spot within a week on...
Really?
Yeah. So I'm probably going to have to go to speed awareness.
This is in your locality, not on tour?
Not on tour, weirdly.
Other incidents. Lots of driving done on tour.
I'm waiting for every day when the mail comes, I hold my breath because we were on the road so much. And I was pootling about with my podcasts on or my music on, having a lovely old time. And sometimes things happen because you're not concentrating.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is, I'm not a speeder. I mean, I got done for like 24 miles per hour in a 20 miles per hour zone. Everywhere's fucking 20 miles. Is it all 20 miles per hour in Sunderland as well, mate?
There's some 20 mile an hour, but it's near schools.
Fucking everywhere's 20 miles per hour here now.
Fucking hell.
Like, everywhere.
No wonder there's fucking... No wonder the air's full of poisons.
Yeah. But the thing is, the reason you're supposed to drive slowly is to, like, effectively legislate for unexpected things in the road, like a dog.
Yeah.
The responsibility for what happened lies with this fucking dad.
In 2011, I got done for speeding twice by the same camera within the space of about 15 minutes. and it was a 30 mile an hour zone, and I got done for 34 and 35, and I was on my way into Asda and my way out of Asda in an attempt to buy a kite for a day out with the kids.
The most expensive kite ever bought, as it transpired.
They didn't even have a fucking kite, Sam.
Oh, fuck's sake. And now, if you were in an episode of Littlest Hobo, it would be that, like, the hobo was trying to get your kids to enter a fucking kite flying contest. Yeah, and every time kite was mentioned, you started twitching nervously.
I can't look at kites anymore. I got fucking speed awareness and 3 points on my licence and no kite in the space of 10 minutes.
And a fine as well.
There'll have been a fine. Yeah. Yeah, all of that. But what can you do? Don't speed. Even if you need a kite in a hurry.
It's hard though, mate. When you need a kite in a hurry, sometimes... Do you think if the police had pulled you over, that would have been an acceptable thing to let them say, all right, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt this time? You know, like, usually it's like, sorry, officer, my wife's in labour. Mm-hmm. All right, go on then. We go, sorry, officer, I need a kite, but it's an emergency kite. A kite! Mm-hmm. I tell you what, we'll escort you the rest of the way to Asda. We'll put the lights up.
Yeah, yeah. It was about 75 yards from Asda. So, yeah, I would have got an escort all the way to the door.
Hang on, I'll pull through to base and we'll get some of them motorbikes to come along as well. We'll organise a motorcade, yeah.
Kite motorcade. Yeah. Asda kite motorcade. And that's today's episode title. There's a final synopsis that Mike has provided for us, which is Hobo mans a disco control panel. Whatever that is.
Don't even know what that is.
Decks, and helps the victim of an underworld frame-up. Oh, man. This is
it's amazing
good.
What dogs can do. Like, because, I mean, there's strong Lassie vibes about... He was sort of like street Lassie.
Lassie, wasn't he? Yeah.
He was sort of like Lassie, but more working class, like blue-collar Lassie.
Lassie 2.0.
Because Lassie was quite posh, wasn't he?
Yeah, I never took the Lassie very much.
No, I don't like, I mean, they're so over-groomed.
Yeah.
Mind you, have you seen the episode of The Simpsons where they get Laddie, where Santa's little helper has to go to sort of help that blind geezer? And so they have to give him away. And so they get a replacement, and he's called Laddie, and he looks like Lassie. And Homer goes, he's some kind of super dog. And he's like annoyingly, he's sort of annoyingly good, like, at everything. Yeah. And that's not really what having a dog's about. No. Do you know what I mean?
Hobo was better. I've had a look on the Just Watch website, which tells you where everything's streaming, and there doesn't seem to be any Littlest Hobo streaming anywhere. It might be on YouTube, I don't know. But
it's a classic theme tune as well. If you don't know it, you might know the theme tune. It's always used on radio and stuff like that.
Maybe tomorrow I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. I tell you what we'll do. Here's a nice segue. We will play the theme for The Littlest Hobo as part of our DJ set that we're planning at our Christmas party in Sunderland.
Yeah.
Which is going to happen 14th of December at Pop Rex in Sunderland. Tickets will be going on sale very soon. We've got all kinds of fun and games planned for that night. So if you're local, come along. If you're not local, fucking get yourself in.
Come along anyway. It's Christmas. We're going to have a great time. We're going to be DJing. Might get a DJ jacket, don't know. Thinking I might get a DJ jacket to wear. We might do bingo.
Something like that, some kind of quiz thing. A Q&A. We'll do something like that.
Yeah.
So I was thinking we could do some bits of stuff similar to what was in the live show, but new and exclusive. A couple of history ofs or something like that.
Question. Shall I invite Danan?
I don't think Danan's going to come to Sunderland. No, let's not invite Danan this time.
He would.
Let's not invite Danan. That feels like too much admin. You're making things hard for yourself again, Sam, by doing that.
I know. Chris Ryan?
If he fancies it, yeah. Whatever. So keep an eye out on our Twitter. And if you're IFS, we'll send out a link through the IFS Patreon thing. Tickets will be on sale soon for that. And all the proceeds go to Pop Rex, which is a brilliant community venture in Sunderland that does lots of good works and all that. So all the money will go to that. Now for us. Predictions, Sam, before we go?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Well, I've got a quick question for you as well before or
better
after.
Be quick.
Yeah. All right.
Predictions then.
Okay.
Watford versus Manchester United.
Watford 0, Manchester United 2.
I think this will be 2-1 to Watford.
Whoa.
Leicester versus Chelsea. I'll go first. I think this will be 1-1.
I think it'll be 1-1 too.
Okay. Wolves versus West Ham United.
Wolves 0, West Ham 2.
Okay. I'm going to go for a West Ham win as well. I'm going to go 3-1.
That means we might Sunderland lose because you almost always predict us to win. Lose. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Sunderland versus Ipswich. I think this will be. Fucking hell. I think it'll be 1-1.
Two biggest clubs in League One, really. Probably. I mean, this is a top flight fixture, Sunderland Ipswich.
It was not so long ago, yeah. Now we've got this.
I don't have any idea of Ipswich's form. I know Sunderland's form is poor right now. For that reason, I'm actually going to say that Ipswich are going to win this 1-0. But I hope that leads to the departure of your silly manager.
Yes. Obviously, I don't wish us to lose, but I want him gone. Middlesbrough versus Millwall, finally. What do you reckon?
1-0 to Middlesbrough.
Of course, Middlesbrough's got their new manager. Chris Wilder, I reckon 2-0 Middlesbrough. That's the predictions then. You see, you have a question.
So tomorrow, Len and I are going to Molineux. We're going to watch the game, which is really exciting. 3 o'clock kickoff at Molineux. Mm-hmm. We've got a real... And we're looking forward, obviously, to the game, but also just to the road trip. Because, you know, stopping at services, stopping at one of our... What used to be, until I went to T-Bay, my favourite services and the British Road Network, which is Beaconsfield Services, which Len loves as well. So we're going to go there, have a bit of breakfast. Oh, we've got it all planned out. But we're also doing a collaborative playlist, right? That's going to be long enough to get us there and back. Mm-hmm. The other day, me and Len have become really into this song called Tectonic, which is a new song that came out this year. And it is fucking so weird. You know when a song's so weird, you become obsessed with it? Like, there's almost a perverse pleasure in it. Well, that's what I've... I played it to him, and it's sort of got... What's funny about it is it's by someone called Tirza, T-I-R-Z-A-H, and the song's called Tectonic, and she sort of talks on it in a strange way, right? So then he loved it so much and found it so funny and weird that I started playing him other songs where people just sort of don't sing but talk strangely, right? And that's become a thing that he really likes now and finds really funny. And so I want to make a playlist, not one for the whole journey, but some journey that is just that. So I'll give you the example of the other songs I played to him, right? They don't have to be just talking, but just like a sort of a strange sort of narrative way of delivering the lyrics. So Jonah Louis, perfect, right? Always find me in the kitchen at parties. Straight away, bang. He's like, because that's what his Tectonic song's like. And then I played him Gordon Is a Moron by Jilted John.
Yeah.
Less talky, but still he's got a way that isn't quite singing or talking. It's somewhere that's in between.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, that song has not aged well. There is some very toxic and problematic language.
There's some problematic language in it, isn't there? Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. So I actually, although he found it funny to begin with, then he started going, there's a bit where he goes, she's a slag, she's a slut. And Len's like, what? You can't say
he's
that.
He's a puff.
Yeah, he's a puff, yeah. He's more of a man than you'll ever be. Right, so obviously problematic song. But then I thought, well, I need to do more of these. So any listeners, tweet your suggestions to me today. That's Friday or Saturday. And but Andy Dawson with your... Well, renowned breadth of pop knowledge. Got any suggestions?
Well, I've got two that immediately sprang to mind. Da 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 by Trio.
Oh, yeah, great. Right, let me get this down.
And the other one is, it's quite long, so it might become more hard to listen to, but the other one's from the similar era, and it's Laurie Anderson or Superman.
Right.
Well, there's my two Penneth, if you like.
Both really good.
So there you are. But yeah, get them into Sam at Delaney Man on Twitter or at TF Time Machine.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it there.
I think that's done, mate.
I think this has been one of the best episodes we've done in a long time, I think.
Yeah, thanks for the content, Dan and was it Mike? Was the other guy? Yeah.
Yeah. We're nothing without you guys. Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend. Goodbye.
Be careful.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.